It was a match. The Nakamuras say they've been teaching the bird his 411 for a couple years now.
I'm Lori London, Fox News Radio.
Welcome to Calling for Truth with Dr. Paul Dean and Pastor Kevin Bowling on Christian Talk 660, your place for biblically informed conversation on issues that matter. Calling for Truth is an outreach ministry of Providence Baptist Church located at 2020 Gibshoals Road in Greer and Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship on Highway 25 in Travelers Rest. To find out more about our ministry and how you can make a tax-deductible donation, call 864-420-2688 or visit us online at callingfortruth.org. If you have a question or a comment on today's topic, call 1-888-660-WLFJ. That's 1-888-660-9535. Now, here are the hosts of Calling for Truth, Dr. Paul Dean and Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome into this edition of Calling for Truth. This is the Wednesday, May 21st edition of Calling for Truth, and we're going to talk about a subject today related primarily to young people. I don't know if you've ever wondered or ever heard this topic before, but the topic that we're going to be talking about today is called cinematic theology. I don't know if you've ever wondered about how Jesus might have told his parables in the 21st century America, or how the characters would have been portrayed, or what modern cultural elements would have proved to be central to those updated parables of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, a company called Compass Cinema has put together a DVD series intended to do just that, to take the parables of Christ, at least six of them in the first release of their DVD series, and to bring them into our modern times. They've done this with a volume that they're putting out. It's a kit that is, like I said, primarily designed for youth, but it's good for others in the church as well. But the kit is entitled Modern Parables Living in the Kingdom of God. And there's a number of items in the kit that we're going to talk about in just a couple minutes. I don't know about you, but youth work, it can be very, very difficult work within the church. And I know a lot of folks that work with youth, and they express the struggle between finding something that is interesting, presenting the gospel and presenting biblical teaching in an interesting way that can keep the young people's attention, and yet not compromising the Word of God, not dumbing down the gospel, if you will, to such a level that basically you remove from it any sort of spiritual content whatsoever. For instance, many years ago, I was reviewing one well-known name in youth work, one of the books that they had put out. And the book, advocated all kinds of zaniness in the youth work or in the youth group. You know, I remember one particular Bible study, quote unquote, dealt with the activity associated with it, dealt with whipped cream, that they were supposed to put whipped cream on each other during the course of this activity that was supposed to be reinforcing a Bible study. And then somehow or other eat some of the whipped cream that was on some of their participants there. And I just thought to myself, you know, this stuff has gone way too far in youth work. It's so zany. It seems to be so disconnected from the scriptures altogether. And I really just didn't want any part of it, of what was taking place in so much of that is put out by the youth ministries today. However, this particular subject that we're looking at here today, I think, is something that is very interesting, and that the folks in our listening audience who work with young people will find very interesting, because as I've been looking through this material and we've decided to use it in our church for our young people, I've discovered that this material can be used in a way that is appealing to young people. It can be done in that way. It's not long segments. It's cut up in the short segments, short little clips, if you will, 10 to 15 minute video clips. But yet, there's no compromise of the gospel here. The gospel is clear. The gospel presentation is clear. You're studying the scriptures. This just becomes an aid in doing that. Let me read a little section off of the website from Modern Parables, Living in the Kingdom of God. It says it's an original Bible study curriculum designed for people who like movies and is just the first in a planned series of film-driven studies on the parables of Jesus. The films are geared towards use in youth groups, small groups, evangelism, or even homeschooling curriculum. The first volume features six of Jesus' parables told anew through film and set in a contemporary context. It's a 12-lesson study combining cinema and theology in short, dramatic films that exegete or explain the parables of Christ. In other words, it says, just watching the films helps teach the historical, grammatical, contextual, and interpretive elements of the parables. And so I think that that is an interesting, certainly biblically sounding way of going about doing youth work. Let me read a couple quotes to you here before we get to our interview. After reviewing the DVDs, well-known internet blogger and reviewer of a number of products like this, books and products like this, Tim Challies commented in his review in this way, quote, "The films are entirely suitable for family viewing and, in fact, once we watched the first, my children pretty much demanded that we watch the rest. So we watched all six of them in one evening and spent right up until bedtime discussing what the parables mean and asking why Jesus would share those stories. As the films began to play, my children would suddenly grasp the story, remembering it from the Bible, and we would find ourselves absorbed in them." Here's another one, Carolyn McCulley. We had her on the broadcast before. She works with Sovereign Grace Ministry, another internet blogger as well. But she added in her review, quote, "In short, I like the variety of the uses of these videos offer. They're ideal for starting fruitful discussions with young children, initiating spiritual discussions, even with non-Christians, and giving your own Bible study a fresh take." And so this kit that we're talking about involves a number of items. It has an application video that is included with it, commentaries, director's commentaries, a teacher's guide, a student book, and then the teacher's prep CD that they can listen to as well. So it's in the box, you know, there are all of these resources to help you in your youth work, which I think is desperately needed in our church today. Let me introduce our guest that we have with us via the phone today. We have Thomas Purfoy, who is the writer and the director of Modern Parables, Living in the Kingdom of God. And Thomas, thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us on the Calling for Truth radio program today.
Oh, thanks a lot for asking.
Thomas, I wanted you to give us an overview of what people would find. I just tried to explain it a little bit in my own words. But, of course, from your perspective as the writer and director, start by just giving us a little bit of overview of what the Modern Parables Living in the Kingdom of God is and what it's designed to do. And we've got to do that in just a few minutes, and then we'll take our first commercial break and come back for some follow-up afterwards.
I guess in a nutshell, Modern Parables is really designed to use the films to kind of kickstart people to begin to understand parables they may have read, you know, 100 times, but to then start to drive them deeper into the text, into a deeper exegetical study of it at a very verse-by-verse basis. And then from there to push them into application and exploration of how do you live out these parables in your day-to-day life. And so all the pieces are put together essentially to really get you a better understanding of the Bible. It's basically just, they're just tools for understanding the Bible better.
So these short little video clips, typically the clip is only about 10 to 15 minutes long. Is that correct?
It depends. We have 3 that are 13 minutes of the actual films. 2 are about 16 minutes, and 1 is 21. The prodigal son is the longest parable Jesus wrote or spoke, and so we had to give it the most narrative time.
Mm-hmm. Well, Thomas, we only had a time there just to basically introduce what we're going to be talking about here in just a second. When we come back from the break, I'm hoping we can go through each one of these components that are there and drill down a little bit farther about the help that youth workers would find in working with this wonderful product that you guys have put out. I also want to get you to explain a little bit more about the concept behind this when we come back from the break. You're listening to Calling for Truth, and we're talking about modern parables, teaching about living in the kingdom of God. And we're specifically talking about using this tool in youth work. And so if you are a youth group leader or working with young people, parents of young people, you have some questions or comments, we're going to give you an opportunity to call in. We'll be right back.
Thanks for tuning in to Calling for Truth with Dr. Paul Dean and Pastor Kevin Bowling on Christian Talk 660. For more information about our ministry and the resources we offer, log on to callingfortruth.org.
Have you heard? Christian Talk 660 has something for you on Saturdays. Start your afternoon off with Richard Land Live at 12 noon. And then at 3, it's the best of Janet Parshall's America. As always, you'll enjoy the latest from Fox News Radio each hour. Find out more about Richard Land and Janet Parshall when you log on to ChristianTalk660.com. Conservative Christian Talk Radio at its best. Saturday afternoons from 12 to 5 on Christian Talk 660.
God has really blessed our ministry at Strides. Hi, this is Dr. Everett. 30 local children depend on our scholarships to solve learning problems, but funds are low, so we've had to turn some away. Will you sponsor a child? Just $65 can bring a child up one grade level. If God lays it on your heart to help a child, call 246-9898. Our website is www.stridestutor.org. Strides is a nonprofit organization.
You'd be surprised at how many women are heartbroken in their marriages. It might be that you are one of these women. You may simply have some unbiblical expectations, or the issue may be deeper. Hi, this is Jane Johnson with the Providence Center for Biblical Counseling. Call us for encouragement. Call us for direction from God's Word. Call us, the Providence Center for Biblical Counseling, at 864-420-2688.
When choosing auto insurance coverage, it's important to first consider choosing an auto insurance agency. Hi, I'm Isaac Feynman, and I chose Taylor's Insurance Agency. As independent agents, Taylor's shops from several of the leading insurance companies to find the best coverage that fits your needs. Right now, receive a $5 gift card just for stopping by or calling for a free quote. Get set up with a low down payment and a great monthly payment plan. Taylor's Insurance Agency, 2854B Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 609-5550, 609-5550.
Welcome back to Calling for Truth with Dr. Paul Dean and Pastor Kevin Bowling on Christian Talk 660. We appreciate you tuning in today. For more information about our ministry, the Biblical Counseling Center, and the resources we offer, log on to callingfortruth.org.
Hey, welcome back into the second segment of the Calling for Truth radio program today. We're talking about a youth work-related subject here today, and we're going to go back to that subject in just a minute. Before we do, I want to give you the phone number first and foremost so that you can have the opportunity to call in to discuss and ask you questions of Thomas Purfoy, who's the guest on the radio program today. He's a writer and director for Modern Parables, Living in the Kingdom of God, which has its primary use with young people, but can be used in a broader scope than that. And Thomas is with us via the phone, and so if you have questions or comments related to using the parables in this way, you're going to have the opportunity to call in and ask those today. Let me give you that number. It's 1-888-660-WLFJ. That's 1-888-660-9535, and we'll be taking your calls here throughout the program, so you can call at any time. I want to give you a heads up about tomorrow's broadcast as well. It again is youth related in our discussion tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to be speaking with Stanford professor Dr. William Damon is going to be with us. He has written a book called The Path to Purpose, Helping Our Children Find Their Calling in Life. Now, this is not a Christian book, but it was interesting. I received a copy of it and been reading through it. It's a study about how children who have purpose in their life how they are more successful and just do better in life than children who don't have any purpose. And so we're going to be talking about that subject of purpose for half of the program tomorrow with Dr. Damon, and then I've invited another pastor to join me, or an elder to join me on the program as well, and then we'll talk about purpose from a biblical perspective there as well. But it's going to be an interesting broadcast. He did a long study on this subject, and we're going to be talking about the data from that study, and so join us for that broadcast tomorrow. Again, The Path to Purpose, kind of a follow-up broadcast from the broadcast we did with Alex and Brett Harris about the subject of doing hard things, which dealt with motivating young people. This is now a step beyond that, about finding purpose for our children, or helping them find purpose in their calling in life. So that's what the intent of this is. Okay, back to our discussion for today. We're talking about modern parables, which is a, I keep saying product, I don't know if that's the best term, Thomas, to put it this way. It's a ministry help. It's a tool that Thomas and others there at Modern Parables and have come up with in order to help people in youth work. I should say that the company that put this together is Compass Cinema, and Modern Parables is actually the name of what they have done. But Compass Cinema has put this together. So, Thomas, let's start, if you would, in the beginning of your book, in the associated book, the teacher's guide that comes along with this. Let me read this first paragraph here and then get you to comment on it if I could. It says, Modern Parables is a new kind of Bible study. From one perspective, it's a study that uses short films of the parables to teach the Bible. But from another perspective, it's something unique. Would you pick up right there and tell us what's unique, then, about this way of studying the Scriptures?
Thanks for that. That's a good place to start. I was going to say, I noticed your comments about all the that it's a youth study. It's interesting. I've got about 10 years studying, or I've worked as a youth teacher for about 10 years. But mm-hmm. When we first started to design this, the idea was it would probably appeal mainly to youth and to college, young adults. What we're actually finding is that although the youth is one of our buyers, it's actually not our major buyer. Hmm. We're actually finding that adults have embraced this from multiple denominations, and we sell a lot more to adults than we even do to youth. Hmm. Although we were at the National Youth Workers Convention, and again, youth ministry is a place I have near and dear to my heart. I've just taught it for so many years in mm-hmm. so many different churches. But one of the principles I always had being a youth teacher was that I never taught differently from adults to youth. I taught them the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And the key I've always thought was if you teach things that are interesting and biblical, then the youth will be just as interested. And so
right.
we found that the National Youth Workers Convention really, they just embraced it, so many of these youth pastors, and that yet at the same time it's designed to go, we've had 80-year-olds who have enjoyed it, and to go all the way down again as Tim Challies wrote in his blog, very, very young kids, which is mm-hmm. kind of even surprising to me considering that youth was one of my original ideas, but we've found that. I think that links into what this idea of what's unique about the study.
Mm-hmm.
The study is designed to be a universal Bible study,
mm-hmm.
and it's really designed to appeal to anyone who likes movies. And as that being kind of the common currency in our culture, the idea when it was developed was to say, what are the things that almost anybody, Christian, non-Christian, if you're coming from different denominational backgrounds, even if you have a view of that, you don't even have a high view of the Bible, or you don't like the Bible at all, what are the things that everyone, though, can kind of the common ground? And so when I looked at this, I thought, you know, film is really the common ground. It's a common currency in our culture that everybody, Christian, non-Christian, can come to and relate to. So the idea was is how do you then use film as a tool to drive people to the Scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
And that's essentially what Modern Parables is, and what makes it unique is it's been specially designed. The movies are specially put together in order to push people into understanding the biblical text better and to really end up not been talking around about the movie, but saying, wow, I never really understood that about the parable of the prodigal son, or I never really understood the parable of the shrewd manager at all, and now I understand how it applies. And so that's really what's unique about it, is that all these different parts and pieces work together to create a completely new learning experience that we've been pleased to see has been adopted by literally, you know, hundreds of churches, both in the United States and around the world, or mm-hmm. someone to Australia and Singapore and India and It's even having an international touch. And these are, again, most of these churches are, you've got them from youth groups all the way up to adults.
Mm. Now, you let me read this statement out of that teacher's edition of the book and then get you to comment on this as well. You say, in other words, just watching the film begins to explain the historical, grammatical, contextual, and interpretive elements of Jesus' parable. Explain how watching this series, you're watching a film and then the application and going through the study would do just what you said there in the teacher's edition.
Well, we worked off of, we're influenced by the work of Kenneth Bailey. He's a an excellent parable scholar that has been teaching for years and been writing on it. He lived for many years in the Palestine, in the region of, in Israel and in the Palestinian region there, mm-hmm. and in Lebanon as well. And one of his recognitions was is that culturally, that culture is just a very different culture than any other cultures in the world. And that when Jesus was teaching, there was a unique Jewish-Palestinian culture that was in there, both of Jews and non-Jews that he was speaking to. And just as every culture in the world has their own milieu in which they live, their own nuances of understanding of both in language and of what they understand, just by the very smallest details that really live and are embedded in that culture. In other cultures, it requires a certain amount of thinking mm-hmm. and study even to get into the mindset. I mean, for example, just the word Samaritan, we bring this out in the parable of the Good Samaritan. The Samaritans back then were really hated by the Jews, mm-hmm. and they warred against them. And the Samaritans came back when the Assyrians had repopulated that area after taking out the 10 tribes, and I believe 722. And then the groups that settled in after that, which had come from the from Far East, and they intermixed, and they were a syncretistic group that partly worshipped the Hebrew God, but partly didn't. And so you see that they had fought each other for years, and the Jews considered them heretical, mm-hmm. Which they were. And Jesus recognizes this actually in John 4 when he's integrating, talking to the Samaritan woman. However, the idea that he would use a Samaritan, which the Jews hated, and in some cases disdain, and probably there was some good reason for it, as the hero in his story would have been horrific to them. Mm-hmm. However, to us, we actually call people a Samaritan today, and that's considered a good thing. Back then, Jesus was called a Samaritan in a few instances, and that was it was basically a racial slur.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been 180 degrees difference in the use of just that single word and the concept around Samaritan, primarily a result of that parable, mm-hmm. that the parable has actually changed the way one views Samaritans. And so mm-hmm. it requires you to, when we read the parable of the Good Samaritan now, we always know, well, of course he's the good guy, the Samaritan is. So we really don't grasp the radical nature of what Jesus was doing in that parable. And most of the parables have that as an aspect of there are lots of cultural nuances and details that we just miss because we're 2,000 years after Jesus. And hence that's the, as all the good pastors recognize that are expository pastors, mm-hmm. that doing good historical, cultural, grammatical exegesis and study is necessary mm-hmm. to get a proper understanding of what the text is saying and how to teach it to today's audience. So we started at that point and then said, how do you then take these details that would have been apparent to a first century Palestinian Jewish audience, and how do you move them into the present? And in doing that, you have to go through a series of correspondences and recontextualizations to try to find the same cultural gut reaction and feeling that would have happened in our own culture, mm. and then how do you put these together? So there's a fairly complex series of steps that we go through in order to arrive at a fairly simple story mm-hmm. that just by watching the story, you get a lot of the same emotional reactions in your gut just by watching it that the original audience would have. The goal was that you would assume they would have had.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it by the various reactions that people have. And this is an interpretation. It's not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But that is our ultimate goal, is that begins a level of what I like to call pre-exegesis that kind of opens you up then to say, to start doing a good verse-by-verse exegesis of the text.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. One of the examples that came to my mind, too, that may fit right with what you were talking about was in the first one, that the treasure hidden in the field. And that was the first one that I watched, the first one that I saw even online, was, you know, during their time, the time when Jesus spoke that parable, you know, they didn't have their money in the bank. They would hide their treasure in a field, and sometimes they would go off to war or travel, or something would happen to them, and then the treasure would be laying there in the field unclaimed, and nobody would know where it was at. And so building that, like you say, the historical element in there then helps people to understand, you know, what was meant by Jesus in that text. And I think it's important that we kind of skim past it there, but you talked about the gut reaction, and I know that's not a flowery term that people like to hear, but, you know, the impression that was given immediately when Christ spoke the parable. He said volumes in one sentence that really just hit to the core of people's heart about where they were at or what they needed to do. And so I want to talk about that just a little bit more when we come back from the break, and then we'll drill down on some of these components that are here. Let me tell our listening audience, we're talking about modern parables living in the kingdom of God with Thomas Purfoy. We'll be back in just a minute to continue the conversation. Stay with us.
You're listening to Calling for Truth with Dr. Paul Dean and Pastor Kevin Bowling on Christian Talk 660. You can visit our website at callingfortruth.org, where you will find archives of past shows, Dr. Dean's crosswalk commentary, audio sermons, and other helpful resources at callingfortruth.org.
Roy Riegels made one of the most famous mistakes in football history. He picked up the ball and ran more than 60 yards in the wrong direction before he was tackled by his teammates. Do we all head in the wrong direction from time to time and need to be redirected? I'm Dennis Rainey, hoping you'll listen to Real Family Life. 90 seconds each day that will encourage you to run the right direction.
Listen to Real Family Life throughout the week. Brought to you by Family Life Today. Weekday mornings at 11:30 on Christian Talk 660.
In 1994, Southern Stone began as the first manufactured stone installer in the upstate. A family-owned business now with two generations involved, their team has over 55 years of experience serving the Carolinas with both natural and manufactured stone, as well as many other related products and services. Allow Southern Stone to assist you in making your dream home a reality. Call toll-free 1-800-288-5587. That's 800-288-5587.
It's been said, as the church goes, so goes the culture. If you want to see real change in our world, the church must be awakened and equipped to make a difference. This is Paul Dean with Calling for Truth. The things you've heard us talk about on the radio can be brought to your church. A seminar dealing with theology, cultural engagement, Christian worldview, biblical counseling, or even church reform might be the complement to your ministry you've been praying for. Call us to set something up at 420-2688.
When choosing auto insurance coverage, it's important to first consider choosing an auto insurance agency. Hi, I'm Isaac Feynman, and I chose Taylor's Insurance Agency. As independent agents, Taylor's shops from several of the leading insurance companies to find the best coverage that fits your needs. Right now, receive a $5 gift card just for stopping by or calling for a free quote. Get set up with a low-down payment and a great monthly payment plan. Taylor's Insurance Agency, 2854B, Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 609-5550, 609-5550.
You're listening to Calling for Truth with Dr. Paul Dean and Pastor Kevin Bowling on Christian Talk 660. Calling for Truth is an outreach ministry of Providence Baptist Church located at 2020 Gibshoals Road in Greer and Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship located on Highway 25 in Travelers Rest. To find out more about our ministry, call 864-420-2688 or visit us online at callingfortruth.org. If you have a question or a comment on today's topic, please call 1-888-660-WLFJ. That's 1-888-660-9535. Now here are the host of Calling for Truth, Dr. Paul Dean and Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome back into the Calling for Truth radio program. Today we're talking about modern parables living in the kingdom of God, which is a cinematic theology lesson. That means that it's theology taught through the use of film, basically. And while this This program can be used in a number of different ways within the church. I'm focusing today primarily on the way that it's used with youth, and the reason that I'm doing that is we are planning on using this in our youth group. In fact, starting next Wednesday, on Wednesday night at 6:45 at our church, the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, we're going to be using this curriculum in order to teach our young people 12-week study about the parables of Christ. And I wanted to mention that to you because if you have a young person that you would like to join us for that study, we would be happy to accommodate you in that. You can simply get in touch with me via email, kevin@callingfortruth.org. That's kevin@callingfortruth.org, and I'd be happy to talk with you about your young person, teenager, coming into that study. So for 12 weeks, we'll be going through this curriculum that's been provided by Modern Parables, and we'll be looking at this and seeing how to study the parables of Christ along with the videos that are provided. You can hear some more about that, the methodology involved here, in just a couple minutes. But I just want to encourage you that if you've been struggling, you got a young person, you want them to be in a good biblically based youth group, you know, a youth environment, then that opportunity is going to be available to you. Just simply get in touch with us and I'd be happy to help you out. Obviously, as well, if you're already in a youth group, if you already would just like to get this series for home use or for use in the church or for some other setting, let me give you the website to go to secure your own copy of this, and that's simply www.modernparable.com. That's www.modernparable.com, and right there you can find out all the information you need. You can watch some of the clips right there, but you can find out all the information you need about securing your own copy of this wonderful tool that you can use. Thomas, just before the break, I had made comment about one of the films in your series, the film that deals with the kingdom of heaven being likened to a treasure hidden in the field. Let me read that scripture verse. This is out of Matthew's gospel in Matthew chapter 13 and in verse 44. It simply says this, the Lord Jesus Christ speaking again, he says, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which, when a man found, he hideth it, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field." So there's the parable that is found here. And we were saying before the break then that the film is designed then to bring that statement up to date in a modern setting without losing the real impact that Christ had there in that parable. Is that correct, Thomas?
That's the idea.
Okay, excellent. I want to talk about the elements then, about how you do that, some of the methodology. But before we do, we've got a caller really quick. We got Michael up on line two. And Michael, welcome into the program.
Hey, Brother Kevin, how y'all do today?
Doing great.
I forgot your guest name, but what was
Thomas.
His name again?
His name is Thomas Purvoy.
Okay, Thomas. I'd like to ask you a question, and I'm glad to hear you're doing things about modern parables. I'd like to ask you something. Maybe, you know, you can. This is the place to start at when you're talking to the young generation nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And it ties in with what you and Dr. Dean were talking about yesterday, Dr. Paul, about when you teach the scriptures.
Yes.
And I've talked to you once before about we need to understand. I'll give you an example. You know, like the parable of the talents.
Yes.
The unjust steward and the parable of the wedding with the 10 virgins.
Yes.
Regardless of how long Jesus waited, he had to come during the lifetime of those people. If you read that parable, he talked to the same people, and he talked to the same stewards that he gave the money to.
Mm-hmm.
We try and put it way into our time period, and I think, you know, now's the time, you know, to start, you know, correcting that mistake while we can with the young generations coming up. You know, we were talking about, you know, about proper translation of scriptures,
yeah,
and stuff with the time periods and all that's involved.
Yeah, well, let me tell you this. You know, part of this study, and I think is very helpful, Michael, is they actually do a segment on parables in general and about interpreting the parables and, you know, some rules of interpretation and those types of things. And so I found that to be very helpful, and I think that goes maybe to the heart of your question.
Right, you know, and it goes with the politics of what I've talked to you once before about, you know, trying to push us in the Middle East if they understood stuff like this. this and proper interpretation, we wouldn't have these wars that we've got and stuff like, you know, that's going on from a mistranslation of scriptures.
Right. Just generally speaking, you know, though, the idea of understanding the parables, you know, what parables are not. Why did Jesus teach in parables? What parables are? You know, these types of concepts are covered in this book, how parables work. You know, with parables, of course, you got to be careful. Not everything can be squeezed into the interpretation. You know, some people look at a parable and every single element that is in there, they force it into
right.
some
general,
sort of...
Jesus is usually trying to get into
exactly,
the parable.
Exactly. We got to keep the larger meaning of the parable in mind. So I appreciate that, Michael. I appreciate
Okay, we'll see you then.
Thank you. Okay, Thomas, let's look at this idea of some of the elements that are in the methodology of teaching this. Obviously, first thing you have is you have this this film, you know, like you were saying, 13 minutes in one, 15 minutes or so, a film that's there. Walk me through how this would be used in a youth group setting and some of the other tools that are coming in this kit that would be used by a youth leader specifically.
Sure. The each parable, there's six parables that are covered. Each parable gets two lessons. The first lesson we call understanding the parable. And this is really just basic exegesis, but the class would start by showing the film, and you essentially just start the class out and turn the film on. And what I find is that for most people, giving it a little video at the beginning is the way to get folks kind of interested in things, because mm-hmm. you're starting out immediately with a narrative and a story, and people have a tendency to be attracted to stories before they're attracted to beginning to understand propositional ideas. I think Jesus realized this, and again, a third of his teaching is in stories, and he often was consistently would use metaphors and very real life metaphors in his teaching.
Mm-hmm.
So that we start off with your film, that'll take, you know, approximately 15 minutes, and then you stop from there, and we'll go into some icebreaker questions, some quick questions to the class. What did you think about this? What did you think about that? Just to get them talking, and we have gotten a lot of feedback back that a lot of times people want to keep talking and talking, which usually isn't the problem in a class. It's really the problem to get folks to talk. But after letting them ask a few questions and answer them, you then want to go into actually spending about 10, 15 minutes with an overview, and we provide this in the outline, of some of the high points of going kind of verse by verse or section by section of what the parable is about. And this material is actually in the study book. And the study book then is really the in-depth material that's probably take about 20 minutes to read. But you go through this kind of at a high level to basically begin to people to show people how the text works with the parable, the film. Oh, and at the beginning of that, you will have actually read, as soon as after the question section, you will go back and read the biblical text.
Right.
And then have that's part of your 10, 15-minute section of your verse-by-verse.
Well, let me interject there, too, that some of the types of discussion that takes place in the teaching of the parable there, just quickly so people would understand. Using the text that I just read here a few minutes ago from Matthew chapter 13 and 44, you know, then you would talk about Jesus' parable about the kingdom of God and what the kingdom of God is and isn't. You know, there's a... There has been a lot of discussion about the idea of the kingdom of heaven versus the kingdom of God. They're used synonymously, really, throughout the scriptures. But there's a little bit of a discussion about that. And then the kingdom of God is both present and future. So you zero down in to this is a teaching about the kingdom of God and that Christ mentions. And so you give these little highlights or, you know, some background information, some additional scriptural information about the parable and what the kingdom of God is. I just want to interject that as you go through.
Yes, I mean, that's part of the deal. This is kind of as a parenthetical comment. A lot of people view the parables as simple moral stories, and most people are most familiar with, say, the prodigal son, and they'll say, you know, walk away and say, God's a loving God, or they read the parable of the Good Samaritan has to go help people out. But the reality is that when you start studying the parables, that Jesus really did not use them as moral stories, but rather their lenses to look at this new kingdom that he was inaugurating and how the people in his kingdom are going to live or in some cases shouldn't live and how those outside the kingdom will be affected by it. And so that is how that all the parables need to be kind of fit into this matrix of how of kingdom theology. And so that's a part and parcel of the whole study, and it's a thread and a theme that runs throughout. And the hope is that as people begin to engage the text, they'll begin to see more, a new aspect of Jesus' kingdom they may not have realized. And so that first class of understanding the parable begins to really teach you basic biblical study of the text.
Mm-hmm.
After that, for people to really get the most out of it, is that they then have the study book and then can go back home and actually read the chapter, not before the class, but after it. And that's the same material that the teacher was reading, but it's not. It's he read it to prepare for the class, and so we encourage the students to actually have their own book. The student book is really, it's less of a workbook, and it's more of a study book. And so now that they actually have an interest in the parable, we find that you kind of have this slow waterfall down, that you're actually having students read really traditional but solid, in many cases very scholarly, exegesis, but all of a sudden there's the interest in it.
Mm-hmm.
That you have to create the interest with the film and showing them really that this parable they've seen so far, here's what it really is about. You then begin to tease them with some very basic biblical study. And again, this goes to my general, it's part of my philosophy of teaching, but that if you just get people into the Bible is intimately and intrinsically interesting because of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people have preconceptions and misconceptions about it and never really get into the biblical text, but that it's it's just wonderfully fascinating with what God has given us in it. And so youth students, many people who say, the youth are not really going to be interested in finding out what the Bible really means, you've got to candy coat it. I just have the opposite opinion and think that if you really show them the Bible, they're going to really be interested and they're going to ask really good questions.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of that's the first part of it. Now I'll stop there and then I can continue on if you want with the second
sure.
part of how the second lesson works.
I need to say there that was the first part about understanding the parable. The second part then is about living the parable, and we're going to take our final break for today and then we'll come back and talk about living the parable out. You know, Live Out Loud was a song by Stevens Curtis Chapman talking about, you know, with the idea that we're not just gathering biblical knowledge for academic purposes. These things must be understood and applied to our life to bring about transformation. And so that's what this other aspect is all about, and that's what we'll talk about when we come back from the break.
Thanks for tuning in to Calling for Truth with Dr. Paul Dean and Pastor Kevin Bowling on Christian Talk 660. For more information about our ministry and the resources we offer, log on to callingfortruth.org.
Polls show that most Christians pursue their workaday lives disconnected from their faith. Many don't know how practical the Bible really is. This is Paul Dean, co-host of Calling for Truth, heard weekdays from 1 to 2 on Christian Talk 660. Join Kevin Bowling and myself as we connect the Scriptures to life. Repeatedly, Paul talked about God and who we are before Him. He talked theology, then he told the people how to live. He connected the dots. We should know what to do and why. Calling for Truth, connecting the dots between faith and living. CallingForTruth.org.
Paul, anyone who knows you love pizza.
Isaac, I do indeed, and whenever I'm out at the Woodruff Road area, I go to Stevie B's. It's the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet. Now listen, this buffet goes all day long. They're open till 9 o'clock in the evening. They've got over 70 different kinds of pizza. 12 pizzas are out all the time. Listen, when you walk in, the folks are friendly. They'll make you a fresh pizza. They'll make you one at your request. I love it.
Stevie B's near Walmart on Woodruff Road in Greenville.
God has really blessed our ministry at Strides. Hi, this is Dr. Everett. 30 local children depend on our scholarships to solve learning problems, but funds are low, so we've had to turn some away. Will you sponsor a child? Just $65 can bring a child up one grade level. If God lays it on your heart to help a child, call 246-9898. Our website is www.stridestutor.org. Strides is a nonprofit organization.
In 1994, Southern Stone began as the first manufactured stone installer in the upstate. A family-owned business, now with two generations involved, their team has over 55 years of experience serving the Carolinas with both natural and manufactured stone, as well as many other related products and services. Allow Southern Stone to assist you in making your dream home a reality. Call toll-free 1-800-288-5587. That's 800-288-5587.
Welcome back to Calling for Truth with Dr. Paul Dean and Pastor Kevin Bowling on Christian Talk 660.
Providence Baptist Church and Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship are dedicated to making disciples who make disciples. If you would like more information on our biblical counseling materials, log on to callingfortruth.org. Now here are the hosts of Calling for Truth, Dr. Paul Dean and Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome into the last segment of the Calling for Truth radio program today. That means you only have about 10 minutes if you want to call in with a question or a comment about this unique teaching series called Modern Parables, Living in the Kingdom of God. We're speaking today with the writer and the director of this particular series, and his name is Thomas Purfoy. I may be mutilating your last name. That's pretty common practice for me here on the program, Thomas, so I apologize if I'm doing that. But Thomas Purfoy, let me spell the last name for you, P-U-R-I-F-O-Y. That's P-U-R-I-F-O-Y. And the website is www.modernparables, that's all one word, modernparables.com. And you can go out and find out all the information about this DVD series. I'm saying DVD series, but it actually comes with other tools in the kit that we're talking about here. Thomas was just finishing up a thought on the how-to in this Bible study. We looked at the first part, which is opening up, you know, an introduction to the parable, if you will, lesson one, where you look at, you watch the film, and then you do some discussion, a little bit of discussion that takes place. You drill down a little bit on some of the information, understanding the parable. But now we're switching to the second week. Each one of these parables takes 2 weeks. So you watch it the first week, and then the second lesson then would be living the parable out. Thomas, you start here in the teacher's edition by playing what's called an application video. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. The idea behind it is that once you begin to understand the text, you really need to begin to understand how to apply it to your life. And so we talked to 6 different pastors. Some are folks I knew, just some were well-known folks in the area, all of them really great pastors. And it goes, again, along my view that I think it's a very traditional view that you really need the best people to be applying the text are pastors. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to start off with a pastor taking the text and really applying it to people's lives, and they spend anywhere between 8 to 15 minutes or so, depending on the pastor and the subject matter, mm-hmm. to begin talking about how this parable works itself out in daily life. You then go and spend the rest of the class discussing, there are a bunch of questions in the material, of how does this actually work itself out in the brass tacks of my day-to-day life. It's not just about understanding it, but how do I live it? And then if you can spend the rest of your class talking about it, if that you run out of things to talk about, which is we're at least reported back by a lot of our churches that usually doesn't happen, we then provide you with more material to go in and actually go back and do a whole review of the parable, watching the film, and then talking about it. So it really, the one aspect of the class that is not always talked about, or we've built into it, is it's a telescoping class, and it's modular. I found that I often had different time periods of teaching, and whether it was a 40-minute class or sometimes I had the youth over to my home and I had a full hour, hour and a half to teach. And so what we've done is to try to – you can always add on more material and either expand it or you can take it down smaller depending on how much time you actually have. And on our website, we even have additional scope and sequences that allow you to teach the class in 6 lessons or 18 lessons, just depending on however you want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to mention that there are other resources out on your website that go along with this as well. First of all, in the kit, not only do you have the film that you see that we talked about in the beginning, and I should just explain that first film a little bit. This is hard to do on radio, right? We can't show people the actual film itself. They can see clips from it, or maybe even the entire ones out at your website.
You can watch the entire first film streaming on our website under the try out 2 lessons. We provide 2 full lessons. Okay. The full film and the full application video for Hidden Treasure is available for free just to watch on our website.
Well, let me try to do the first one there in 30 seconds. Basically, the idea is the fella is a struggling realtor. He shows a young couple, or a couple, let me say, a mid-age couple, and he shows them some property near the downtown, the city area, and a vacant lot, and the people are very discouraged by what he shows them. They end up leaving him out there and saying, you know what, the next time you got a piece of property to show us, you know, make sure it's something that somebody would actually want, and they drive away. And so he's very discouraged. He needs the money. He's newly married, has a number of kids, three or four children, so they've been married for maybe 5 or 6 years or something. And so he's struggling, and he's having a very bad day. He ends up losing his cell phone, and so he's looking around for it. He finds it, but the cell phone has black gook on it, and then he even ends up stepping in some of this gook while he's leaving the property. He reaches down and examines this item, scoops up a little bit of it, and discovers that this is actually crude oil. And after taking it to a geologist, he then has to go home and convince his wife that there is a deposit of crude oil under this vacant property that nobody wants. Although, as poor as he is, they don't have the money to buy it. And the only way to buy this property is to sell everything that they have. I'm talking everything, the beds, the house, everything that they own. Prized and treasured possessions. The woman in the DVD is concerned about selling some of the china that they got for their wedding as a wedding gift. And so they have to sell everything, otherwise they can't buy this property. And they receive a lot of flack from friends and, you know, onlookers that are just don't understand. They feel that they are beside themselves and making a huge mistake. And so there's some persecution. There's some ridicule involved in this, a little bit of scorn maybe. And so they end up selling this and basically, you know, reap all the rewards that are there. So I wanted to give people a general idea. Here's the parable then of the hidden treasure that, you know, we have to sell everything. We have to give up everything in order to gain the kingdom of God. Is that a fair summary of what takes place in that first one?
That's a great summary. The story is really just to kind of show how the kingdom may seem worthless to outsiders, but that those who do understand what it is worth will sacrifice everything to get it.
Okay, and from showing of that video then, like I said, then you've got director's commentaries, you've got a teacher guide that is right here in the kit as well with step-by-step instructions on how to teach this lesson to the young people or whoever's in the group. You've got a student book that Thomas was mentioning early on that is more like a study book for them. It's not a workbook per se, but actually that they take home after the study and pore over the passage. And then you even have a teacher prep CD, which is a 5-minute audio. So as you're traveling to, you know, go ahead and teach this class, or just in preparing for this, you can listen to a short segment, an audio segment, about, you know, how to teach this, or just a synopsis of what the lesson is about, so that you're prepared just prior to teaching the class. So that's very helpful as well. Additionally, there's trailers that you can have, so you can show trailers ahead of time to whet the appetite of the young people coming. And you can even download movie posters or get, I don't know, can you download those, Thomas?
You can do both. We have them available for download, and okay. You can purchase, you know, professionally printed one from us as well.
Okay, so you can get those to put around the church or put in the area where the youth will see it, or give some out for them to invite other youth to come. And so everything that you need, really. I was very impressed with this. This is, you know, good, solid, biblical youth study class in a box, you know, that you really will, something that you can be proud about and something you could feel confident in, that it's based upon the scriptures. And so I think that's the real value of it. Well, Thomas, I talked this right into the end of the program, which is pretty common. I want to thank you. Do you have any closing comments, first and foremost? And then I also want to thank you for taking the time out to be with us today.
It's my pleasure. I appreciate your comments on it, and I'm excited that, you know, anybody that uses this is really are using it for youth, are using it really for one of the ways I really designed it. It's always thrills me to hear about youth, who I think is it's a tough ministry in a lot of ways. Folks that are dedicated to teaching them the Word of God.
And this is Volume 1, so I think coming up next for you guys will be another volume with additional parables.
We are hoping to do that. We'll probably be releasing them two at a time. The product is also available in Lifeway stores and individual DVDs for families. And those are rolling out. There are two in there right now. Hidden Treasure and Samaritan can be purchased for individual use and for family. We have family questions in it as well. Mm. A lot of families have been purchasing and showing it to their kids. and using it for family study. And we'll be releasing, all of them will be released this summer in Lifeway stores and on our website. And then we'll hope to have two new stuff parables out by the end of the year. And we're planning on doing the workers in the vineyard is one, mm-hmm. and the other one may be the lowest seat at the feast. That'll be a comedy.
Well, excellent. And thank you again, Thomas, for being with us on the program today. You've been listening to Thomas Purfoy, who is the writer and director of Modern Parables, Living in the Kingdom of God. If you want to find out more, simply go out to www.modernparables.com. That's www.modernparables.com, and you can get all the information about how you can secure a copy. Remember, tomorrow on Calling for Truth, we'll be talking about purpose, about giving your children purpose for life. Join us then.
Thanks again for tuning in to Calling for Truth with Dr. Paul Dean and Pastor Kevin Bowling on Christian Talk 660. To contact us for more information about our ministry, the resources that we have to offer, or to make a tax-deductible donation to our ministry, call 864-420-2688 or visit us online at callingfortruth.org. Calling for Truth is an outreach ministry of Providence Baptist Church and Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship. If you have enjoyed today's program, be sure to join us each weekday at 1 o'clock for Calling for Truth with Dr. Paul Dean and Pastor Kevin Bowling on Christian Talk 660 WLFJ, Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or Clear Channel Communications.